The school holidays. The promise of fun always ending up in a scramble to find something to do so that both yourself and the kids don't rip each other's hair out. The movies, zoos, mini golf and bowling are the top of the usual activities on the list to entertain the kids.
Boring!
But little Timmy and Daisy are bound to get sick of that. So I set out to find ways you can kill that school holiday boredom with some hidden gems you may not have known were right here in South Australia. First up, I'm going to take you to the Mintaro Maze up in the Clare Valley. Open every day in the school holidays, it's the perfect opportunity to set your kids loose as they are occupied by the huge leafy green walls with hundreds of twists and turns to trick even the most experienced adventurer. Fountains are scattered through the maze with some promise that fairies will look after your wishes as they sit so elegantly atop their pedestals. The magic and mystery alone is enough to get the kids' imagination going. And what makes things even better is that while your kids are thoroughly occupied, you can sit back, relax, and enjoy a cuppa. Well, until you realise that little Timmy really is quite lost in that maze. Now, I know you might be thinking, Clare Valley, that's not exactly close for me. But I can tell you now that it's well worth it. After getting lost in the Mintaro Maze, you and the kids can ride along their numerous trails, even stopping for a cheeky glass or two at the renowned wineries. But if that still isn't enough to tickle your fancy, I'll bring you back down just a bit closer to Adelaide. In the German village of Harndorf, you'll find the perfect day on the farm, with Harndorf's very own farm barn. With a blend of both wildlife and farm animals, the kids are bound to have their eyes popping out of their heads, hopefully with excitement, not fear. Beware of the emus. The kids can have a go at milking cows, riding ponies, bottle feeding lambs, and of course feeding the kangaroos, donkeys, and even camels. Also up in the hills is the Whispering Wall. Located just shy of the local town of Williamstown is the giant concrete dam wall holding in the Barossa Reservoir. Walking along the wall will give that wow factor alone as you gaze down the seemingly never-ending slope to the bottom. But what actually draws people in to the giant wall is its magical acoustic abilities. Whispering words on one side of the wall can clearly be heard nearly 100 metres away on the other side. So, get those kids racing all the way to the other side of the bridge and with their inside voices, listen to the magic. Bringing it even closer to Adelaide is the Himeji Garden, a tranquil and, to be honest, quite random little Japanese garden in Adelaide's southern parklands. With a beautiful stream running through the centre, small bridges, stepping stones and thick green bushes, it's an area certain to relieve any stress built up over these holidays. Although the area is small, it's enough for a quiet stroll to listen to the trickles of water or even overlook the Zen garden's raked sand that is said to symbolise the vastness of the sea. Now, I know quiet and tranquil isn't exactly every child's dream, so let's move on to somewhere where the hearts, well, stomachs, will definitely be pleased. Peter Rabbit, also in the heart of Adelaide, on Hindley Street, brings quality coffee and food with a side of storybook veggie garden and some real-life rabbits. Food can be served to you and your kids as you enjoy your outdoor sitting, bathing in the sun or inside, dining surrounded by earthy decor. While waiting for your food, the kids can go out to find cute bunny Mopsy in the garden. How I see it, with these ideas, your kids will be thoroughly entertained and even more importantly, fed and watered. And on the off chance you're needing some more ideas, you can visit the site Experience Oz and search up their South Australia bucket list. They have collated the top 100 things to do in SA, so get yourself out there and enjoy.